Boston, noun, capital city and port of Massachusetts, home of the Red Sox, Celtics, and Bruins.
Bastard, noun, an illegitimate child or an offensive or disagreeable person.
Brigade, noun, a group of people out to defend what is right for the common good.
Boston Bastard Brigade, a group of men and women living in the Boston area who jammer on about music, film, anime, games, and sports and more. If you don't like their opinions, then please do a big favor and take a step back so you can fuck your own face.
Hey, sounds like he's talking about us.
I know.
Yes.
That's a great line right there.
You, sir, are a bastard.
We are all bastards, and this is the Bastard Brigade.
Where did you get that title?
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 2, Masterland Tale.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hearts and pray. For Boston, this place comes to play for me. For hero, one of the hearts of true, and a ton of the hearts of damage on the floor. For Boston, to the echoes ring of fear. For Boston, for Boston, the play is our own. For Boston, this hero to let's go. And ever with a right sure as they come to touch me the more the work is done. For Boston, for Boston, the play is our own.
Bastards and wenches, you may please be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am your host, the King Baby Duck. With me this week is...
Blue Onyx.
Anvil.
And Shades Black Flame.
Yep, we were mentioning Shades Black Flame on last week's show, and we were thinking, Irish-Scottish blend, am I mistaken or not?
Yeah, that's about right. I'm mostly Irish with some Scottish in there, some Welsh, a bunch of other stuff. Don't point a sword at me, I'm part French, I might surrender.
You
too? I'm also part Irish and Scottish, so I might just kill you where you stand.
I'm like three quarters French and like a quarter German, but still the German part makes the French part surrender.
Yeah, naturally. Did they surrender twice, World War I and World War II?
Basically, yeah.
You just don't surrender so easily.
Although, it's weird because the French army was a little bit stronger than the German army at that time.
Yes, but
that's
how
they were able to... come to a stalemate in trench warfare. We're too scared to move forward, but we're strong enough to keep you from moving forward. Uh-huh.
I wish somebody would create some big friggin' thing.
Like
a tank. To drive right over the tank.
The first tanks. Giant portable shields for personnel so they couldn't be picked off by heavy machine guns.
Yeah, but they were still fucking idiots and they got picked off anyways.
I know.
It's like, did we make it by yet? Peak.
Boom.
Oh, no, not just that. We're driving straight for one gun. There are two others on the flanks picking us up. The only safe guys are the ones in the tank.
When does this become the History Channel podcast?
When you mention tanks in my presence.
He mentioned tanks.
That's who I'm looking at.
Woohoo! All right. Well, anyways.
If you haven't checked us out yet, hopefully it'll be up by the time you're listening, BostonBastardBrigade.com. And please also check out our friends, TheElectricSisterhood.com, too, because without them, this show wouldn't have happened.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yay for connections.
Yes.
And friends.
Yes. So let's begin our little show with a little bit of music discussion. And this past week, I picked up the new album from Bus Driver. Now, for those of you who don't know...
Good album.
Yes. If you don't know who Bus Driver is...
I don't.
He opened up for the Flowbots when we saw him play at the Middle East in Cambridge, and
nice.
Quite possibly the best rapper out there.
He was just fucking insane. His energy level, I wish I could have it. I don't think he does any energy drinks or whatever. He was just all over the stage.
he was
his own one-man's, you know, band because he had like
and
a
the birthday
little,
hat too.
Yeah, exactly. He wears a birthday hat and. What all that other shit?
I see Bus Driver every night on my way to work.
Not that Bus Driver.
No,
this guy's crazy. I have to say the music video for Me Time is just fucking hilarious.
It's him as one of those little Chuck E. Cheese robots.
Yeah. So pretty much what it is there's like a birthday going on, and the little girl goes off and tries to find something to, you know, play like a video game, and she finds a quarter, and she looks up at, you know, a doll, and it looks like him, and she puts in the quarter, and it, like, you know, it starts the song, and it's
me.
He ends up standing up and, like, wrecking the whole party.
Yeah.
His head pops off onto the table. Sparks are shooting out of his, like, neck.
That's a birthday party to me.
Yeah, and the freaking kids are all running away scared and shit. It was just, that's probably one of the best music videos I've seen in a while.
It is. Yeah. Great. And I love how fast he can rap. I don't think there's any rapper who can spit rhymes as quickly and efficiently and intelligently as he does.
Well, watching one of his YouTube videos and stuff like that, saying that he does freestyle, and he's kind of said that freestyle kind of died, and there's not many freestylers out there or underground rappers as much, you know, and he's one of the only ones that are from like LA that is just completely not about, you know, beer bitches and, you know, limos. Like, his songs are about making fun of those douchebags. Nice. That's what's great about him. He can always fucking wreck those motherfuckers.
Like that song he does, Least Favorite Rapper.
Yep, Least Favorite Rapper from the new album.
I actually have to make an argument. Somebody that's actually really good at, you know, doing that, he's very quick in the voice, is Flo Rida. He actually has a new song called Sugar. And it's basically about candy.
Nice.
Yeah, more like candy in the pants.
No, like candy. He sits there. Tabby.
Yeah,
like, no, he's like 4-2, Wharf Avenue 6.
It's like, you know, a mouthful of cavities, you know, and like that. You know, he's actually singing about candy.
Mm-hmm.
About how, you know, the cavities and all that crap. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm blown away. He's singing about candy and it's not a euphemism. Where did I wake up?
Yeah, I know.
This is not America.
Where the hell did this happen?
Yeah.
Whoa. Just because they show him with beautiful women doesn't mean it's a euphemism.
Oh, come on.
No. The fact
what do you think, the original Sugar song by the Archies was really about?
Hey,
here we go.
And
lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop.
You guys are ADD. All right, so anyway.
No, ADD and having flashbacks to the
Anime Boston hentai AMVs.
Yeah, the hentai AMVs. Oh, God.
But I love the jazzy beats that he uses in the songs, but sometimes...
Some of the songs had a little bit of, like, you know, a dry part to it, but besides that, I give the album a definite, like, you know, 9 easily, because it's just, you know...
I would say, for me, about 4 out of 5, because I've heard all of his other albums, like Fear of a Black Tangent, and Temporary Forever, and Cosmic Cleavage. It was... that's the name of the album, Cosmic Cleavage.
Whoa.
So, Bus Driver's new album, Jelly Bean, I give it 4 out of 5, you give it...
Like, well, what, you know, 4 out of 5 basis? I mean, out of 5 basis? Yeah. I give it a 4 out of 5, definitely, because Roadkill Overcoat, I'd have to give him, like, the 4.5 on that one. I mean, they're both still good albums, and it's just that, you know, they need to kind of catch up on that stuff. But he's did a great job with this album. What the hell are you guys doing? What are you doing? Okay.
Wouldn't you like to know?
No. All right, so, anyways, what's our next person that we're talking about?
Well, the band The Hiatus. It's a new side project from Elgarden's Takashi Hosome, and basically he did this because Elgarden's on a hiatus right now. So we named a new band, The Hiatus. And I was originally going to go into this album thinking it wouldn't be great, like one of those little shitty side projects, you know, my band doesn't like these songs, so I'm going to save it for myself because I think they're great.
Well, yeah, I have the feeling that that's what happened with System of a Down, like with Darren, like
System
the guitarist.
System of a Down was awesome.
No, they're still awesome because of the fact that they're going to come back within the next year or two.
Nice.
But anyway,
once they're back, they'll be awesome again.
Yes.
Does anyone have headphones?
Or Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah. Angels and Airwaves?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of them.
I didn't like their second album that much.
I only have one album
to know of, yeah.
A friend ripped for me. I don't even know what album it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great.
It's the one that has Valkyrie and Angels on their wings.
Oh, lovely.
Oh. But anyway, this album, The Hiatus' new album, Trash We Love, turned out to be the complete opposite. It sounds something in the lines of People in Planes and Incubus.
No. All right, I'd like that.
And it blows every other Elgarden album ever made. it's better than anything Elgarden's ever done, mm-hmm. and which shocked me because I'm such a huge fan of the band. And I finally got to hear how good Takashi's English skills are, because he mostly sings in English, but sometimes you can't really tell how good he is. But there's a song on here called Little Odyssey. It's just him with a backing piano, and he just sings it perfectly.
No shit.
And little known fact, he actually learned English here in Boston.
So he has a horrible accent that no one outside of New England can understand.
Along with the Japanese accent.
So no one outside of Boston, the greater Bostonian area can understand. No. He's got the Bostonian accent, so the Japanese aren't going to be able to understand him either.
Well, he sings in Japanese, again.
I don't know, because that accent might still come out in Japanese.
I know, he might forget about his R's.
How the hell would he say ka? You know, like, how would he say that?
No, ka.
I think I might have to delete that.
Oh, come on. Whatever.
Ouch.
Well, we'll put it up with Panda. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Why would you have to delete that?
There are a couple songs on here that are a little bit poppy, but they do still come off strong. So, in my opinion, this album, The Hiatus, Trash We Love, could be the best album to come out of Japan this year. 5 out of 5 for me.
Awesome deal. Yeah, now you can just send it to me.
I feel so left out because I didn't find out what we were doing until just now. And I have no headphones, so I can't cheat and look up the bands we're talking about.
Hey, I just found out too.
So. Speaking of which, does anyone have headphones so I can cheat and
look up? I don't.
No, there's no headphones around here.
Ah, not cool.
You're stuck there for an hour.
Yes. But how about you, Shades? Do you have any good bands that you want to talk about?
Or that recently you've come out with albums and you
want to talk about? Recently that have come out with albums, I'm not 100% sure. Recently that I've been turned on to. I'm a big fan of Shinedown.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And Fuel, who apparently has rather recently come out with...
They've resurrected. Like, yeah. I haven't heard them for a while.
Yeah.
They've been MIA for a while.
I know. Shinedown is currently on tour with Stained, because they were just at the Bank of America.
You know, I love Stained. That's an awesome combo.
Yeah, Stained is awesome. I'm wondering when a new album might come out of them.
I would be surprised if it comes out this year, because...
You know what would be sick is Limp Bizkit comes out with another album and they go tour again. That would be pretty fucking cool.
That's what's going to happen. They're doing a show in Las Vegas and they say a new album comes out in the fall. And yes, we know he sometimes will rip shit on Limp Bizkit at times.
Yeah,
he's
got
some good stuff.
Yeah, but
there
are stuff. Like,
I have to say, I actually prefer Limp Bizkit's version of Behind Blue Eyes over the original.
Yeah.
I love watching the video.
Oh my god, the video's awesome.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Halle Berry.
Yeah, Halle Berry, yeah. Looking gorgeous. Oh, I love her.
Specifically, I think that was using scenes from Gothica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean, he did a great rendition of that. It was just, you know.
And also Fate by the George Michael song, too. Get the fuck up!
Yep, exactly.
But yeah, my one of the playlists I'm listening to a lot right now is Shinedown. The one song by Stain I have, it's been a while.
That's why I was going to guess.
Yeah. It's the only one I own so far. I'm planning on scrounging up some money so I can actually go buy an album by them, because I think they're awesome.
Okay, you heard it here. Somebody's actually buying an album. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry, as someone who wants to be an artist and musician, I put money into supporting those who already are, as well as those trying to become.
I'm sorry, my luck is if you're already making millions of dollars a year,
true.
Support.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, come on, you know the record companies get paid that money, so you're making more of the money when you're on tour, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
most
definitely.
Of the money's made on tour.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So support your small artists.
Selling
shirts.
Exactly, support small artists. We need help.
Beer.
Most of them need more help than money.
Beer, food, money, psychiatric help, whatever you can offer.
I mean, shit, when we went to the Nine Inch Nails concert, what was how much was a beer? $8?
Yeah, the beer was $8.
$8 for a fucking beer. Can you believe that when we went to the Nine Inch Nails concert?
That's it?
$8.
I went to Summer Gym and they were 12.
What?
That's what happens
that's
when you get
that's
rap.
That's
rap. Rap. No. And how much? $40 for the... For the t-shirt I got for you.
Yeah, t-shirt was $40, which, I mean, it's not too bad, but I don't think you can really find it anywhere.
I was fine with that because it was your birthday gift.
Ours are only $25. We pay more for beer, but we save on t-shirts.
No, okay, great.
Fine, yeah. So how many beers did you buy?
Zero!
I didn't have
I brought
any.
Some of my own. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't smuggle a keg in my pants.
So,
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, anyway.
So now I'm jealous because I haven't actually been to a concert.
Never in your life.
I got free tickets. The Gullah Gullah shows.
Yeah, I've been to the small concerts.
Small venues.
Small venues like Gullah Gullah. Although half the time I was performing there when I was down there. So that doesn't really count as going to a concert.
Yeah,
and I've been to some. About the only concert really worth mentioning was a couple Glengarry concerts, Glengarry Boy concerts, which were themselves small venues inside. And
it's a concert, right?
Yeah.
One Celtic Underground punk concert up in Maine that my cousin took me down to. I blew off school the next day because I didn't get in till 4 a.m. That was a fun mosh pit.
Actually, greatest concert I've ever been to? Dennis Leary's.
Yeah. That's insane.
I don't know if it's truly a concert, but he sang a lot of new songs.
Nice.
Including all 35 minutes of Cancer.
Oh my god.
Please tell me
that's an album and not a single song.
That isn't really like
it's a single song.
Oh my god.
When they break it down on Project Playlist for you to listen, it's in two parts.
That literally isn't like a song. That's more like him ranting and raving about shit.
No, because he sings the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
It's him ranting and raving in a song form.
Yes.
Let's go for a happy middle ground.
Yeah. But I'm an Asshole, one of my favorite songs by him.
Oh, yes. I'm an Asshole, you're an Asshole. Love that song.
I know, that's another Boston anthem in my opinion.
During Demolition Man, when Dennis Leary's talking about, we're gonna run naked through the streets, blah, blah, blah.
And put jello all over my body and smoke suit and Cuban cigars, yeah.
And the girls at Panda's party just started singing, I'm an Asshole.
Brilliant.
All right, so. Y'all know we walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat?
We do.
I don't. Walk around in the wintertime bitching that it's too hot.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one. And Blue, the other day he parked in a handicapped space and looked at the people and gave a thumbs up.
Well, handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole.
All right. Oh, the bouncing ball.
So what's our next? Yeah.
For president.
ADHD for the win.
Woo! Woo! Okay. All right, so what's our next segment?
Please tell me we're not deleting any of this.
Nope, we're going to.
This makes me happy.
But video games. Okay. Lonnie was trying out this new little Diddy on the Xbox.
All right, well, Diddy? There's two. Yeah, it's kind of like Diddy Kong. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's P. Diddy. Come on.
All right, you
I
know
thought
what?
We moved
fuck
off
him.
Music.
I hate him. Diddy needs
let's
to
never
fucking
talk
die.
Hey,
he's going to be the next motherfucker.
Whoa. Don't joke like that. It says Tupac and
Biggie. Okay,
come
whatever.
On. It's still fresh for Tupac.
Oh, well, those two aren't dead. They're just hiding in the underground playing Rock and Sock'em Robots.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Okay, maybe Tupac's
years.
Still alive, but come on. Who spends that much on a casket if you're a fake your death? Biggie? And those
you obviously haven't read the same short stories I've read in English class.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, Tupac. All right. Tupac's alive.
Okay, well...
Biggie, come on, you don't get 20 men to carry a casket for nothing.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
It's called to make people think exactly the way you're thinking.
Oh, no.
Now, moving on off this topic.
Yes. All right, so there's two games that I was working on. Battlefield 1943 and Tour de France. Tour de France is a fucking arcade game. I just saw it pop up this morning, and I was just like, hey, that might be good. I wonder if that has anything to do with actually doing some kind of form of exercise or something.
And he crashed on
the dumpster. I was fucking wrong. So fucking wrong.
It's an arcade game for
game for 360, and you don't even, like, tap the fucking trigger or hold a button or anything like that to make the motherfucker go. This is a setup where you have a team of five... Or six, maybe. I can't remember, but...
He can't count.
Yeah, I can't count too good, but more or less...
Nor does he care to remember.
Yeah.
It's like you can do like a helicopter view of the characters. It's like if you're watching the real fucking Tour de France. But more or less...
For any fans of the Tour de France, I apologize.
Yeah, exactly.
I did it once. Whoa. I fell asleep. It was the best sleep I ever got outside of church.
Excuse me. Watching the Tour de France is very comical. When they take those corners and they crash and
Okay. That was
cue
pretty
the
hilarious.
Music.
Yeah. But let's put it this way. The way you have to control the character is by switching between them. And you're going to have to tell them how much effort by a percentage that they have to put in.
110 for the entire race.
I know. I was trying
to
jack
yourself.
Up the percentage and make them all run at 100%. And they're doing that. And then there's a button to tell them to go faster or something like that, or push or whatever, and
I got so bored within the net, like 2 seconds of doing that, I was just like, all right, fuck this, back to Battlefield. So I have to give Tour de France, the arcade game, the big fucking thumbs down, negative fucking 5, because it was so horrible. It was horrible.
Boo! The game should surrender like the country.
Yeah. Hey! Hi-yo!
Okay, right, so that screen, that's not good.
No, great. So, Battlefield 1943 is a sweet deal, because the fact is usually you have to buy games from Battlefield for like 50, 60 bucks, depending on where you're getting it from. Like, if you buy a PC or buy it from, you know, Xbox 360. Not too sure about PS3, but that's probably still an arm and a leg if they have it on there anyways. But more or less, I have to say this is the best setup ever, because all you have to do is, if you have Xbox Live, Gold membership, definitely, you could get the game for 1,200 Xbox Live points. More or less, $12 to $15, you know, depending if you have a couple of extra points left over and you just buy a setup, whatever. But the gameplay is awesome. I have a little bit of an issue with the audio. Seeing if you're firing a machine gun, and the plane flies overhead, and it will pick up that, but then your machine gun will go silent, even though it's like 5 miles the other way. So, yeah, there's still... they're kind of...
So the game can't multitask on sound.
Well, that's the only thing about that is when I played Battlefield Bad Company, they use the exact same setup, because you can tell some of the buildings are from that game, but the way they put it, I thought they already had that whole sound thing set up, but I guess they fucked up on the sound. So, more or less, that's the only thing that's really affecting the game. So, but if you want to play, like, a fun run-around, you know, shoot-'em-up game, you get to fly Japanese Zeros.
Boom!
Or the P-41 Mustangs.
Woohoo! USA!
Yep.
Do you get to fly any of the
No, there's just those two planes.
Oh, jibola.
Wait, we can't fly the Zephyr?
No, but that's the thing is that...
No, see, I'm just sad that we can't fly, you know, a B-52 bomber.
Well, actually, you know what? No. There is a part where you get on to, when you get onto the islands that they have, because you're dealing with Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima...
Ooh, Iwo Jima!
What else is there?
Blow shit up.
Shit, I can't remember.
Corral Island?
Yeah, the Corral or something like that, because they have one game that's just a full... actual just plane segment where you could just go and literally just fuck each other up by planes. But there is a part on one of the islands that you can actually use a setup that's like calling in like an artillery strike from the older games usually. Like they always have that one area where you could just stop in, use the equipment, and drop it on whatever you want. This one they have it set up so you control three... You know, fucking bombers, right? Okay. Either Japan. I can't remember the Japanese bombers. But you do use a flying fortresses.
Right. Ooh, flying fortresses!
So they're flying overhead, amazing. And you can control them. You know, the controls kind of suck because they're big and heavy. So
yeah,
but
try turning one of those things. We'll see how good you
click
do.
Into the camera mode, and it will give you eye view of a bomber, the bomber view.
Yeah, bomber.
And you can just drop view. Yeah, I'm always sitting there screaming, "Pilot the bomber down! Pilot the bomber down!" Fucking Canadians from South Park. But
I was trying to figure out what he was on while he was doing it.
Yeah. So
was on your crack.
But I'm telling you, you just fly him right over the flags at the right time. And you drop
you didn't
it.
Feel it.
You get so many fucking kills because of it. It's just the best. So I definitely have to give this game like a 4.6 out of 5, because just the audio was the only thing that was fucking up. But I need to get a new HDTV or something like that, because my TV sucks.
Actually, I hated the game personally. Just because
you're a
the Japanese won on Iwo Jima in the game. How
See,
is that
there, there's a radio say, like a radio sound that comes a soundbite that comes up after the fact, whatever team wins, that goes, "Oh yeah, the Emperor of Japan just, you know, talked some major shit about, you know, wrecking the Americans because they were doing, you know, attack or whatever, and he got really upset about it." Sorry. Can't give you a hug. No, I'm just kidding. But,
it's okay.
Anvil.
We just don't love you, Anvil.
Yeah, we don't love you.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm gonna go jump off a bridge now.
No. Yeah.
With the water.
Hey, don't break the bridge.
Yeah, you'll break the bridge. All right, well, anyways.
Don't Chrissy Elliott.
I'm sorry.
Oh! Roseanne? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
All right, so, what else what do you got?
Well, I was just watching a preview of this new Dragon Ball game that's coming out for the Wii called Revenge of King Piccolo. It's not based off of Z, or, thank God, not GT, but the original Dragon Ball cartoon, which I loved to death when I was in high school. And
okay,
it follows the original Dragon Ball series.
What? So much filler.
No, this is back when there wasn't that much filler.
You're talking about Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not half bad then.
Yeah, it's not half bad at all.
Sorry, my pacemaker's acting up. I apologize.
You should. How dare you?
Sorry, I just turned it off.
Yeah, sure, right. But anyways.
Hey, Endel's dead.
But the game fall has a bit of like 2D/3D gameplay setup. I was showing Bluonic a couple of trailers. He wasn't too crazy about the first one I showed him.
Yeah, well, because it looked like just absolute shit.
But then I showed him the
like
second
the video
one.
Game looks. I mean,
but then I showed
movie.
Him the second one. What did you think of, like, the actual...
The second one, when they showed, like, the trailer setup, the graphics were pretty sick, but the only fucking thing I hate about it was literally acting as a 2D, 3D side-scroller. I couldn't stand it. It was, like...
Three-dimensional characters, two-dimensional movement?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude!
That's the fucking thing that I hate. It's
not
just...
cool.
Not the way I was expecting it. It'd be like the old-ass Duke Nukem, not the Duke Nukem 3D. Old-ass Duke Nukem side-scroller.
But that old-ass Duke Nukem is awesome, though.
Yeah, but I mean,
back
all
in 1994.
Yeah, exactly.
Back but, in the day.
But Stu here in fall is going to have the original English and the original Japanese voice cast, and it looks like the first Dragon Ball game that, for me personally, that I'd actually go out and buy.
Nice.
Uh oh. No,
I have bought Dragon Ball games.
You know what? Sometimes we have to just suggest to rent the motherfuckers first.
Sometimes.
Or otherwise borrowed from a friend, if they bought it
first. Unfortunately, none of my friends had it, and the place I wanted to rent decided, a.k.a. Blockbuster, near my house, decided they weren't making enough money, so they're gone. I don't have any good game rental locations.
I'll just go to Gamefly or something, I don't know, whatever.
I'm actually thinking about doing, like, Netflix or Gamefly.
Well, Netflix don't have a game set.
No, I know, but because I can't rent DVDs, because the rental place is closed down also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what else is there?
That's about it for video games for me. How about anybody else, or...?
Okay. Apparently there's been something of a resurgence of Pokemon within my group of friends.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Where?
We'll get to that later. No, I'm just kidding.
When did you start hanging out at an elementary school?
No, totally serious. A lot of my...
Dude, I remember being in high school and people were just fucking rocking Pokemon
cards. I used to rock it.
No, not the Pokemon cards, but like Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Oh, you mean for like...
And Green. Yeah, for the
Game
Boy
Nintendo
Color.
Fucking, oh.
Game Boy,
the,
Game Boy
the,
DS.
The Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Color.
Oh, okay.
Which I have downloaded to my computer and I'm playing right now. Yay, Pokemon Red.
Or... but, so anyways.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mentioned something on it on Facebook last night in my status. I was like, can't sleep playing Pokemon Red. Because I had nothing better to do last night while my insomnia was acting up. And I got some people...
He should have just drove up and like slept in his car out in front of your house. Anyways...
Go to a bar and piss somebody off, that would have knocked them out.
Yeah, that
would have worked, except for the fact that bars won't let me in, the bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Not 21 yet.
For another 8 years. No, we're kidding.
But, yeah, I just kind of find that really odd and random that there's been this resurgence towards the original Pokemon and Pokemon games. So anyways, moving on.
Anyways, moving on.
Alright, let's talk about some movies.
Movies.
I recently finally got to watch the Detroit Metal City film. And it stars Kenichi Matsuyama, who played L in the Death Note movies. He plays Negashi. He's a young boy who wishes to become a pop star, but instead becomes the lead singer of Japan's top death metal group. And they sing about rape and murder.
Woohoo! Sounds like a party. I mean, what? That's horrible.
Remember, pillage first, then burn.
Don't ever forget or I will find you.
And Gene Simmons from Kiss plays somewhat of the villain, Jack Il Dark. And I gotta tell you that even though it's a bit of a typecast, he was awesome in this movie.
Really? He can act?
Yep.
And he can speak Japanese?
He was speaking English throughout the whole thing.
Oh, okay. So it's like everybody understood that. No,
yes.
Is he part... Is there a piece of the tongue he has, or what?
There is one part where he has a tongue, but he also pulls out, like, this death metal ball who likes to attack people.
Ooh, I need one of those.
Nice. And speaking of music, I gotta say, the song Fuckingham Palace should be in the Guinness Book of World Records for most times saying fuck in a single song.
I don't know. I think our podcast should be in the Guinness Book of World Records because we said fuck quite a few fucking times.
Hola, Nola.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit more when next episode. No, yeah, you know.
We just see
that person in the background
going,
oh! Who's going to pass out first?
Let's see how many times we say fuck before taking a breath.
Somebody would have died.
But
probably blue.
The movie follows the original comic well, but some of my favorite stories are in this movie. Like the part where Krauser accidentally hits the police officer with the guitar isn't in there.
Oh yeah, sure. Accidentally. There was no malice intended.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't wait for him to turn the corner and swing the guitar like Barry Bonds.
No, no, no. See, like,
and the absolutely one of my favorite ones is when Krauser rapes Tokyo Tower.
Whoa!
Yeah, that was just fucked up.
Oh man, I don't think we're supposed to condone that stuff on this.
And then maybe it might be in a sequel, but when Krauser stars in his first movie, when he hawks the loogie in the first, the lead actor, and his head explodes.
Explosive loogies.
I'm sorry, I'm having a flashback to a Jack of Jill song here.
Yikes.
Yeah. All right. Spit and rape.
Yep.
But I have to give this movie 4 out of 5 stars. It's really funny that anybody should check out, and it'll probably be licensed in America soon, and there are talks of remaking it in America, but I have no idea how that's going to work.
Who the hell will play the main character?
Somebody that speaks English?
They'll probably put Zac Efron in there.
If they did, I'd break his legs. I don't like.
Like him. I said, you don't know how it'll work. I say it won't.
Yeah. All right, so on to the next segment.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
When did you turn English? And get over here so I can dirk you.
No dirking.
Well, any other movies you guys wanted to discuss about?
This is an old cult classic type movie. Ever heard of Donnie Darko?
Yes. Oh, whoa. That's old school.
Yeah, and I heard they created a second Donnie Darko.
S. Darko.
Sucks.
Sammy, his sister.
Yeah.
I bought it because I thought it might be good. Rent before you buy.
I got a question. Who plays Sammy Darko?
Same actress as in the first movie. I can't think of her name.
Really?
Hey, does she look hot now?
No.
Ugh.
Dude, she's like 12.
Really? She was that young in the first one?
No, in the first one... She was.
Was
like
it the older sister, or
no?
The younger
sister.
I thought you were going older.
The older sister is
no.
The one I think that played the what's her name in Dark Knight, didn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe. So, but whatever.
Didn't the older sister die in the?
No. Only Donnie dies in the first one.
Because the freaking engine lands on him. But
because
we ruined that movie.
Did you know
haven't
that they
seen
did
it?
A couple years ago? The American Repertory Theater in Cambridge did a play version of it.
Dude, yes.
I wonder how they're
talking about it. I heard it was awesome.
Well, see, in my opinion, I can't wait for the new Boondock Saints.
Oh my god.
Yes, all
this
6 days.
I'm
they
so excited.
I was watching the first one just yesterday.
Dude. I love the movie. It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Boondock is
that
awesome.
Video is fucking hilarious.
But I'm so excited that you cannot find the trailer yet. The document of official release date, all the same is 09. Last year was, release date 08. Now it's 09.
Well, the movie is done.
But
it's been done for like a year
well,
now.
Well, no, that's
no,
the only thing
hasn't.
They've done. They've
they
done,
just finished the post-production of it just like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's the issue that they were having was putting it all together. The guy himself who directed and did all the writing and
he's
all that
retarded.
Other shit.
I don't like him now.
Well, let's put it this way. He even went on YouTube, put up a video saying, sorry guys, it's been taking so long, but I've been, we've done so much fucking recording, and I have to do so much editing, and I have to watch it over and over and over again in order to make it work.
The
it's not like he's got, like, 50 billion people working on it like some other Hollywood friggin' people.
Well,
he's, like, the one who's doing every fucking thing.
Just like what Woody Allen does.
Well, see, I actually
heard... although I'm not comparing him to Woody Allen, of course.
This guy's better than Woody Allen, come on.
But
I actually heard
that he got Peter fucking Easy Rider Fonda to star in this movie is awesome.
But from what I've heard, it's going to be over 3 hours long.
Oh, nice.
Really?
That's why I told you.
I'm dying for a movie. You're not sitting there an hour and a half later, you're leaving.
You know what? I don't think you've had to sit down at a computer and edit, like, King Baby Duck over here, or Blue, me. I don't know, man.
Whoa.
I've had to sit... Oh, me, yeah, go on again. Fuck you. And anyways, so anyways, more or less, if you've had to actually sit down and edit, you have to figure out, you know, if your program's good enough to take care of all the stuff that you're gonna. No, you haven't.
Yes,
you
have.
Fucking liar. Where's the video proof?
Huh? with Mr. Primus.
Oh,
exactly.
The Primus, great.
And then
fucking
after
idiot.
We're done, and I do such a great job, and I want to show people my work. He's like.
He never...
Delete!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry, I accidentally deleted it.
Always keep a spare.
Yeah.
He had the only one. We shot this
That's
really cool video.
That's why you always keep a spare.
Where me and Blue, we actually blew each other's head off.
Like, we went and yes. we had, like, the BB guns and stuff like that, and we did the firing act, and it showed, it made it look like we blew each other's heads off.
We actually
sick.
Put blood on the fake, on the back wall and everything, and, you know... The editing, it looked really awesome.
Oh, it's easy because my wall's green, but...
yeah. But we actually had somebody run around, and we, you know, became like a comical action thing. It was really good, and it got deleted on us.
Yeah.
We were disappointed.
It well, sucks. Anyways, making our own movies, no, I'm just kidding. So,
well, that'll be the next step.
Well, speaking of making our own episodes, I meant to... No.
Coming next fall.
And Sasha.
Blue Onyx head exploding.
No.
Yeah, head, that's
next fall's Doug and Sasha.
Oh, okay. Hi,
I hope somebody doesn't call me later and ask me who Sasha is.
I would say Sasha Gray.
No. It's a top secret.
Okay.
She went back to Russia. Woohoo!
Alright, well, whatever.
But one movie I'm excited about, though I haven't seen preview since the initial preview I saw, Nine. Coming out, 9909, the Tim Burton movie.
Well, no, he produced it.
Right.
That's from the guy who did Wanted.
That's the cartoon shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's really cool. They've got nine little dudes that are made out of, like, burlap sacks or something like that. It's pretty fucking weird.
It's almost like Nightmare Before Christmas, but they have a bunch of people made out of burlap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's from the writer and director of Wanted, so you know it's going to be sweet.
The burlap before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Wanted was okay. I don't think it had that much. No. Watching it once, it was awesome. I don't think it had that much.
You. No, I'm just
kidding. I don't think it had that
Blue,
much rewatch value.
Move your head. I gotta get my bullet to go around. Yeah. Blow your head and slam him on the side of the face.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's one of those movies that's great when you don't know what's going on, but once you know the story and the plot, it's...
Well, yeah, it's not one of those movies where you watch, like, 50 times over, but, I mean...
But that's exactly how I determine... If a movie is good, if I can watch it over and over and over and over again. It's okay if it's great the first time I watch it, and...
It shows Angelina Jolie's ass. How wouldn't you want to watch that a zillion times? And that tattoo on her back is sexy.
Or Morgan Freeman going, "Shoot this motherfucker right here." Exactly.
Or watching Morgan Freeman's head get blown off.
Yeah, exactly. From a mile, like, fucking 5 miles out.
I got better stuff to do.
Oh. I played DS. No, I'm just kidding.
Or himself.
Oh! Bingo!
Were you watching me last night?
Whoa, did we have a conversation with somebody else watching me?
Yeah.
Blue?
I don't know!
Take the damn cameras away, dude! I told you, you have to pay for that.
There's too many cameras everywhere. Especially when it's in our country.
Trying to become a police officer. Dude, it's just stick those little cameras everywhere.
Just because we've been friends, like, so you're a brother, doesn't make you big brother?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
1984, anyone? No.
Nice.
Well, actually,
yay for
two
references.
I do have to say something. There was breaking news in California. The chocolate expo collapsed, and they finally figured out what happened.
What?
Rosie O'Donnell was hungry.
Oh, God. That explains it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was, like, driving down the street in her Mack truck, and, you know, she smelled chocolate and came running. That's where the earthquake came from, where she ran and she ate everything. We feel bad.
Fucking
we lost,
dying everywhere.
We lost 8 Swedish children to her teeth.
Oh, it's okay. They were sweet.
Okay, now I'm thinking of that joke I'm in Bruges. What's Belgium good for? Chocolate and booze and chocolate. They only invented the chocolate to get to the children.
Yeah. God, Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
the children are safer.
Oh, is that why he went from black to white? He's like, nobody likes the milk chocolate anymore. They like the white chocolate.
No. It was no. It was, no one trusts me. I'm going to go hide in the populace.
Oh.
They'll never find me.
Oh. Is that why Neverland Ranch was built right next door to a daycare center across the street from an elementary school?
Duh. Are you only just figuring this out now?
I never paid that much attention to the man while he was alive.
I did, because I was afraid he was going to come after some of my friends, younger siblings.
Well, I should have known when, you know, they showed the...
Hey there, Shades!
Helicopter.
It's your old pal Michael Jackson!
Like, they showed the helicopter view, and there's a bunch of, you know, big wheels in his driveway. I should have known that he was having a party.
I'm Michael Jefferson.
That's ignorant.
Fucking love that episode.
Oh my god, great South Park episode.
I am happy to say Blue is now taking care of Bubbles and Blanket.
Bubbles a hideous motherfucker now. Yeah. Need to save him.
No, I keep telling you, that's not Bubbles you're taking care of. It's Abe Vigoda.
Oh,
shit.
What happened to Bubbles then?
I thought he was buying a truck.
I sold him on the black market.
I think you're mistaken on that one.
I think my fat little pug, the one that looks like a baby seal, fucking ate it.
Club her!
Oh, God.
She looks at you with the big brown eyes and she jacks
her arms. She puts her arms out like a seal. No,
we had her in the pool yesterday. She was on the surfboard and I thought she was a seal.
Alright. Well,
oh my god, there's a duck! Oh, there we go. Let me club it.
I didn't know we had sound effects. Ow. But anyways. Alright, on to...
And now you're going to have Police ADD. Academy, whose name we never remember, but...
It's okay, it doesn't matter. For all intents and purposes, he is sound effects guy. Yes. You don't need to know his name. Or the actor that played him.
Yeah.
Greatest actor? Tackleberry.
Tackleberry.
Who didn't like Tackleberry?
The guy with the guns.
Gunman.
I'm trying to remember
the one he like
so
the guy that
years.
Pulled out the massive revolver, gave it to the old lady. She shot the gun and flew across. That's Tackleberry.
Well, actually, I got a little known fact about that movie. Our big friend, what was his name again?
Sasquatch.
That was
I know
his real
too
name.
Many Sasquatches.
Tower.
Hightower. That's it. He was played by Bubba Smith, who what people didn't know is he played in the NFL and actually has a Super Bowl ring.
Nice.
As an All-Pro defensive end.
The more you
Oakland
know.
Raiders.
That's awesome.
Yes. I don't know if that fell under my sports segment or what, but...
Well, technically movies.
That was the ADHD segment, which is the entire...
Well, no, that is movies. Technically.
Technically.
All right, so...
I just go with ADHD because it sums up
into
everything.
Into animes.
I'm a little hypertensive.
Anime.
Wait, okay. Is this anime?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anime
I'm
hour.
Even...
Yeah, he's not a big fan.
I have to go drop a steal. No, I'm kidding.
Well, this is part two of a recent series I started doing, which is old favorites coming back. And right now I'm going to be talking about a show called Spice and Wolf. This might be something that you might like, Shades.
It has Wolf in the title. I'm already interested.
There's no Wolf in it at all.
Yeah.
It's about Lawrence, a 25-year-old peddler traveling from town to town, buying and selling various things, and he befriends a wolf deity named Horo.
Oh, God.
And her wisdom helps increase his profits, but at the same time, her true nature draws unwanted attention from the church. The first season of this was a surprise hit. People were going crazy. If the people did this like as a live-action show, it kind of would have been boring, but...
Interesting.
It was very well done. A great storytelling. And it made the subject of trade and profit in pre-Renaissance Europe actually interesting.
Oh my god. That's scary.
And what I liked about it too was, it was, I wouldn't say Shakespearean, but the type of, but the way it was told.
Yeah,
it was very theatrical. Like, you can actually picture people doing a stage adaptation, not a musical.
But a stage adaptation.
Like a stage adaptation.
And why do you say not a musical in such a defensive tone? Musical?
Have you ever seen Bleach the Musical?
Stage adaptations have their place. Musicals have their place. Out of place, both should burn.
Right.
In the fires of hell. I'm sorry. My Blackfire nature just acted up for a second. Please forgive me.
That's okay. But the first season has been licensed by Funimation, so it will be released here either this year or early next year.
Nice.
Now, the second season just started up. I've only seen episode 0, which was like a DVD exclusive, and then episode 1.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what's going to be going on just by the first couple episodes, but...
It looks good.
It looks really good. Great show. It's a...
That reminds me on another note, and I'm going to ask this while things running, just because I'm thinking about it. Blade of the Immortal and Eden of the East, do you have more episodes for me? Because I am...
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
Because I've watched all 6 episodes of Blade of the Immortal that I have. And I've watched all 5 episodes of Eden of the East, and I'm totally hooked on both.
I might have to double check that, but going back to the Spice and Wolf season 2, I have to give it a solid A. It's not for anybody who failed Classics of World Literature.
Aww. But I failed.
But it's still a great show to watch with friends and loved ones.
Nice. And really, as long as you have an appreciation, it sounds like it should be fine.
Yeah.
Like, I failed. It doesn't mean I didn't appreciate it. It just meant I didn't do my homework.
Right.
Or you have a good main classwork. Or put in any effort towards the class.
Just say that your teacher was a lesbian and didn't like you for being a guy.
That's what I did. God, I'm sorry. I just remembered a running joke with one of my group of friends.
Okay, dude. Just tell the joke. You don't have to run while doing it. Oh.
Alright, first of all, I want to preface this with... I've got nothing against feminists. No. The feminist movement for equality and power and rights and shit, I'm all for that. More yep. power to you. My problem is with the feminazis who take it too far.
Yes.
Feminist says we're equal. Feminazi says we're the same. Something came up with my group of friends, and something about feminists and feminazis came up. I'm not thinking. I just said, you know what? Lesbian feminazis can suck my cock.
No.
And that's been going around with my friends for a long time.
We'll see.
Whenever...
This has been the opinion of Shades Blackwell, not of the Boston Master Brigade.
I'm actually jumping in on this one real quick, so Anvil's opinion, too. Alright, they say that they want to be equal and everything, but when it comes to certain things, they don't want to be equal.
No. They want to have equal standing.
Yes, but when it comes to the tough job...
Do you think Pandalicious would be pissed off about this part?
No.
No, I think she'd welcome it.
Yeah, right? She welcomes healthy debate.
Well, okay. I think it's because of... Well, alright, you know what? Go ahead, Anvil.
You know what? This is the truth. When it comes to war, I'm going to use this one as a perfect example. The men are on the front lines, the women want the same equal treatment as the men in, you know, combat, but yet they don't want to be on the front lines.
Actually, I know a lot of women who are pissed because they want to be on the front lines and they're not allowed to be.
Yeah,
but they've also fought not to be on the front lines for a long time.
So it's mixed, 50-50, would you
say? Right, it's...
There are the women that want, you know, say, okay, I'm wearing this uniform, I'm representing my country, put me out there with the men.
So, right, but the thing
so
is...
So there's G.I. Jane, and then there's the anti-G.I. Janes, but will be in the military and won't mind being a pencil pusher. Or,
you have
you know,
the G.I. Janes, and then you have the ones that, I look pretty in uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
But the thing is, the feminist would be, I want to be on the front lines with the men. It's my right to defend.
Exactly. I want
to
be rocking a rifle and fucking killing somebody. No,
so I fully...
I support
the feminists.
Mm-hmm. I support equal rights. And there are situations where I support equal rights. I'm still a gentleman. I will, if I'm going out on a date with someone, I'll still pull the chair out, hold the door, all those kinds of
well,
things.
Well, that's just being a gentleman. Yes.
Exactly. As soon as it gets to the woman Nazi, he'll pull the chair out from underneath her ass.
And beat her with it. Yes.
I mean, you know what? I'm a gentleman, but nowadays, unfortunately, women sometimes beat
up. Oh, bullshit!
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm gentle! No.
I got one of my friends friggin' attacked me over a check.
Really?
One of my friends, she's of the mentality that when she has money, she pays.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Her boyfriend is of the mentality when he has money,
as soon as you mention boyfriend, my mind's over there now.
I am of the mentality when I have money, I pay. It's the check comes and it's a Western standoff while everyone slowly reaches for their card. Ha!
Lost again.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
I have an ex-girlfriend whose name I'm not going to mention for legal reasons. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, more or less on legal reasons. So
there was this one time we go to the movies, we get the pair of tickets.
Okay.
I pull out my wallet to pay, and she's reaching into her purse. She looks, she's like, how much is it? I turn my head to see she smacks my wallet out of my hand so it hits the floor so she can pay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if I should laugh or what.
See, like, that's a thing that I have.
Did you pay the last time?
I paid the 3 times before, but that
doesn't matter. Okay.
Now, see, here's how I've always run it. If you're going to be that aggressive about it, I don't feel like getting hit, so okay, you can pay. But my
she wasn't that big, and I'm gigantic, so, I mean, it's not like...
That's a huge bitch!
But
sorry.
My general mentality is, in the case of a date, when trying to figure out who pays the check, I don't think the guy should always pay for the check. I think it's whoever asks Whoever asked first. Like, if the guy asks the girl out on the date, the guy pays. If the girl asks the guy out, as rare as that is, then the girl pays.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I wish that happened more often.
If you both decide to go out together, then you split the check.
Or if, you know, money's tight and it's agreed on, then you split
like,
the check.
That's
that
the thing with one of my friends. It's like, I was telling her, I was like, okay, I want to go see, you know, the new Transformers movie because you said you didn't see it. I want to go see it in IMAX. She goes, oh, no, you know, blah, 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 this and that. I don't have the money to go see it. I was just like, for fuck's sake, I'm offering to pay all the money to go fucking see it.
Exactly.
And she's just like, oh, but, you know, this and that. I was like, it's not a date. It's not this. It's not that. Hell, if you want to pay me back, you can sometime. And then it's like, whatever.
You
know,
you
I don't give a shit.
You can owe me one. You'll
yeah, it's like,
favor
give me oh, whatever.
Yes.
But it's like, as soon as you get into that kind of thing, it's like, come on.
I do
right.
that with my
they
friends
hold it
sometimes.
Against
it'll
you.
Be... I've seen this movie, it's awesome, I think you'll like it. Y'all have seen it, y'all haven't, whatever, let's go see it. I don't have the money. I have the money, I'll cover you because
yeah, like
I have
I've done that with King Baby Duck or, you know, Anvil. Like, we've gone back and forth like that. I'd be like, dude, could you get me, I was driving this time, let me drive, you know, I got the drive, you know, I gotta pay for fucking gas, you know.
Yeah,
you gotta
yeah,
pay for my tickets or
yes.
food or whatever.
You
or
cover me this
anything.
Time, I'll cover you some later time.
Like, anywhere we go, you know, it's like, if I want to do something and somebody doesn't have the money, it's like, well, you know what?
Fuck it.
Yeah,
I'll put it forward, there
right.
you go.
You yeah, see, exactly. it's not just women, it's guy buddies too. That
but
do this
there is a thing where there
I
are those people that are just complete fucking.
It's
leeches.
The rule of the hand of friendship.
Exactly.
Yeah, like if you have a real friend, you know, you pay like 90% of the time, and you never see like a dime back. Maybe that's you know maybe not a complete equilibrium friendship there. Mm-hmm.
That
but
said, they might help you out in other ways.
Not entirely, not always.
Not
but,
that yeah. way, Anvil.
No.
Damn it, Anvil.
No,
for once I'm not making a sexual reference.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
Oh, you're just one big whore. That's all you can think about.
Hey.
Well, excuse me.
He thinks with his head, not the one that you're thinking about.
Excuse me, I'm supposed to have a football game today. My mind's not thinking about that.
Oh, I thought you said that it's just the new guys that are playing.
Well,
oh,
I told him
yes.
it was the newbies, but...
Yes, but I still gotta go. I gotta call my team.
Yeah, good point.
I'd be like a bum if I didn't.
He's gonna go over with the cheerleaders and start dancing with them.
Whoa!
And he's gonna
me.
Start shaking his ass at the crowd, and they're all gonna run away scared.
They're all gonna go flying.
Yeah.
I've just been there all about the size of a Honda Civic, and I'm an 18-wheeler.
Oh!
Hey.
That is a huge bitch.
No, yeah.
No, they're the size of a Toyota Prius.
Oh, gosh.
No, what's those little tiny cars?
The three-wheeled ones.
Oh, the smart
ones.
No, the smart ones.
The smart cars.
Smart cars.
The ones that I could probably pick up and put in my pocket and just walk around. It's like, hey, man, you want to go for a ride? Here.
Yeah.
So a capsule car.
Yeah,
yes.
pretty much.
Yeah. So speaking of sports, what's going on in the sports world, Anvil?
And
stuff
I'm
happens.
Hiding.
No, okay. In
stuff
the world
happens,
of baseball, the All-Star game just happened.
Yep.
And American League won record 13th time.
Woo-ah!
Kick-ass.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys something that's never happened in baseball history. The winning pitcher was Jonathan Papelbon from the Red Sox.
Yay!
Getting the save was Mario Rivera from the Yankees. So the winner was a Red Sox, and the guy that got the save to make sure he did get it was a Yankee.
See, this shows that Yankees and Red Sox can work together. Oh, my. Head.
Whoa. I'm not saying that.
Best friends forever.
Rivera was angry that he didn't get the win, so you know he's just a crybaby Yankee. We got back to baseball again. Actually, one more thing. Prince Fielder won the home run derby. Good job, Prince Fielder.
Wait, where was he from again?
He's from the Milwaukee Brewers. He's National League, but it's okay.
Well, that's because it got the other team member shit-faced so he would win.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Well, I mean, we weren't really expecting an American League guy to win because there were only two American League guys, and I'm very depressed to say Brandon Inge from Detroit didn't even hit a home run. How do you go to the home run derby and don't hit a home run, Brandon, huh?
I mean, they're fucking giving them away like pieces of candy, for fuck's sake.
Would you want them to lob you the ball?
I mean, there is softball. No.
I don't know.
Get that motherfucker a metal bat. No, well, was there anything about something about hearing that they might actually, you know, bring in metal bats, or is it still just going to be wooden bats?
It's all wood.
Okay.
They think aluminum's going to be cheating.
Yeah, especially with getting them cork bats. No, I'm just kidding.
Unless, you know, you get these little skinny people that can't handle a home run, you just feel bad for them. It's like, here.
Yeah, I think they should do it, like, in a class level.
Yeah, it's a metal bat,
but
we painted it so it looks like wood.
But let's put it this way.
We don't want you to feel bad that you're pathetic.
Recently watching a lot of the Red Sox games or any game recently off of SportsCenter, it's been fucking dangerous with those wooden bats. Like, those bats have been fucking coming towards pitchers and everything. Like, there was the one where the guy fucking literally ducked, and you see the bat, like, go over him like it was, like, something from The Bourne Identity or something like that.
Yeah, actually.
Fucking insane.
There was a game with the Red Sox.
That kind of shit's hilarious.
The bat shattered. Nick Green goes down for the grounder, but sees the bat, and he let it go through his legs to get out of the way. The bat leapt over him and impaled into the ground. If he didn't duck, it would have actually went through his chest.
He Excalibur'd it.
Yeah. Yes,
basically.
Nah. I mean...
And what else?
Those suckers coming off, you know. I mean, we almost saw people getting their fucking head taken off, too, last night, too, when we were watching the game. So it was pretty insane. Mm.
So in the sports world, for the American League East, Red Sox got a win last night.
Yay!
Euclid hit a two-run homer. Ortiz hit a two-run double that was literally less than a foot from going over.
Yeah,
it looked like it was going over.
Nice. Unfortunately, I have to say the Yankees and the Devil Rays both won.
Fuckers.
But we did beat Toronto, so Toronto's still a bitch, and they dropped down further.
You know, I know someone who actually went to that Toronto game.
Yeah, that was pretty funny listening.
Who goes to Toronto anymore?
Yeah, I know. Who goes to Canada?
It smells funny up there.
Yeah, but no, it was
and they don't know their alphabet. They keep on saying the letter A.
Yeah. Or a boot. And,
a boot.
A boot.
The main thing that I was noticing last night was they were at this is like the first time that I've really actually been able to hear it on the surround sound was Toronto Blue Jays fans were actually fighting back trying to, like, you know, the Let's Go Red Sox. They're like, whenever they get into that whole chant. And it's like, that's the fucked up thing about it is Red Sox go to another stadium and they totally fucking dominate. Like, that's the fucked up thing about that. But when they have,
that's
like...
because we go in retardedly obscene numbers.
Yeah. We rent buses. But
we're lemmings.
We don't rent buses, we buy them.
Yes. Right. I'm going to piss a lot of people off, especially if you're listening here. Now, I've already made my decision on who is going to win the National League.
What if you're wrong?
No, I'm guaranteeing it right now.
What if you're wrong?
I am not wrong.
The guarantee's worth
$10.
Shit.
I don't have $10 in my wallet, but I'm guaranteeing.
Well, when it happens, you have to pay Shane's $10.
That works.
I'm just telling him to give me $10 because I want $10.
Well, I
need food money.
I need gas money too.
I'm putting my guarantee on it right now. National League Golden Glove pitcher will be Tim Lincecum. Now, I've seen him make such great plays for a pitcher this year. A couple weeks ago, puts up his glove, it hits the ball hits the glove and glances off. He runs, slides on the ground, picks up the ball, and throws out the runner.
Nice.
Last night, balls popped up near his dugout, right? His catcher slips trying to get up and falls. He takes off running off the mound, slides on the ground, and makes a catch on a pop-up.
Nice.
If that does not deserve a Golden Glove, then I don't know what does.
Nothing.
I think that one that was impressive that, you know, the ball got hit and kind of... the guy moved his foot and it dinged it right to the second baseman and they got him out that way.
Yes.
That was pretty impressive.
I literally think the Cubs stand a better chance of winning the World Series than, you know, or no, if he doesn't get it, then the Cubs have to win the World Series. Because that's just the probability of it.
Also, it's been too fucking long for them.
My outlook is, if he doesn't win it, then there's something weird going on and the Cubs might as well just win.
Well,
actually, you know what? The Patriots will win the World Series if he doesn't do it, just because it's something that should never happen. It's like all of a sudden Tom Brady hits a home run. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, where'd that come from?
And actually,
what's going on now in my head?
Yeah. Anyways.
Moving on from baseball. In the world of the NFL, teams are getting ready for their training camps. And there has been arrest in the murder of Steve McNair. Now, we all know it was a murder-suicide. But they arrested a guy who sold the gun to that weird Kissimmee chick.
Yep.
Now, people don't know his history. Back in 93 in Florida, he was arrested and convicted of attempted bank robbery and murder. How is he out 16 years later? I don't know. He was convicted of murder and attempted bank robbery, and he's out given
parole?
A gun.
Yeah, and he's got access to a fucking gun.
Yeah, he got a gun like that and then sells it to a girl who goes and kills.
Crazy bitch.
And actually, now I do have to make a little add-on to what I was discussing last week with Arturo Gatti, the boxer that was found dead.
Mm-hmm.
They have actually made an arrest in that.
Really?
It was his wife.
It's always the wife.
He was sleeping on his stomach. She put a purse strap under his neck, hopped on, and choked him to death with a leather purse strap.
Wow.
Yes.
That's almost as worse as getting Arena Bobbited. Jeez, man.
I think I'd rather be Lorena Bobbitted than, you know, choked with a leather strap. Because at least you wake up and you're fighting. And he slammed his head off a couple things, and that's where the blood came from. But if you see his wife, she looks like she's a backyard wrestler or something. Jeez. She reminded me of China. You guys remember China?
Honey, I love you!
I'm scared.
Yes. What else do we have going on? Hockey is non-existent at this point.
Well, but there is that whole thing that we saw on the Red Sox thing with the Fenway?
It's the Winter Classic played every January 1st. Two teams, they're the ones that started. It's going to be Boston Bruins versus Philadelphia Flyers at Fenway Park.
Huh?
They're building a ice rink in the middle of the field. They'll set it up and people will watch at Fenway.
Don't they do that every year?
How the fuck could they do that?
Well, it is the middle of the winter.
This is the first time it's ever held in Boston.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
But now the Yankees are trying to come back with their own thing, and they're holding another classic for something. I don't know. The Yankees suck, so I don't even bother with
it. It's the Christmas Classic!
It's like, we're going to play basketball at Yankee Stadium. Yay! But, and with basketball...
On the Ocho!
We might actually wind up... You guys ready for this? We might wind up getting Glenn Big Baby Davis back.
Really?
Really?
He's a restricted free agent, which means if a team offers him money, Bruins can offer him the same amount.
What?
I mean, sorry, Celtics can offer him the same amount. I'm talking hockey, shut up. So, most teams can't afford a huge contract. The only team that's even close to making an offer is looking at making a $4.2 million offer. We can come right back and be like, fuck you. Here you go.
Yeah,
and
like, there you go.
Five, Big Baby Davis in there.
Now, the one thing I was asking was yesterday was Jason Bay. The whole concept of trying to make the contract for him to stay here at Boston as long as possible, I guess.
Yes, what it is, we're trying to negotiate a contract with him to keep him in Boston the rest of his career. Now, Jason Bay is a phenomenal player. He's been playing like this his entire career. Nobody knew who he was because he was a pirate. Can anybody name anybody from the Pittsburgh Pirates currently?
No.
Jack Sparrow?
There we go. We'll give him credit because he picked a pirate. But nobody knows anybody.
Kenny Blackbeard? Long John Silver?
But Xavier Nady used to play for him. He went to the Yankees, was doing good until he got hurt. Nobody knows who you are if your team sucks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Unless they've had
like a really long history of like good things and not the bad.
Let's say Tom Brady went to the Detroit Lions and had no targets and played like Tom Brady, but their defense sucked as bad. Would anybody know who Tom Brady was?
No.
By the way,
an interesting note:
when the Detroit Lions come out to play, Taps plays.
Actually, I heard they're also doing the 21 gun salute and.
They're playing the funeral march.
And actually, from now on...
They bring out the bagpipes. No,
they're actually allowed
to... the other team for the win.
Detroit is the only team that actually has more players than any other team for one reason. All the starters get carried out in caskets before the game and placed at center field. Well, they play like they're dead.
They do what Lewis Black was wanting to do with, what's his name, the president, prop him up on the fucking thing and scare the shit out of the terrorists.
With Reagan.
Reagan, yes, Reagan.
He was scary when he was alive.
Can you imagine? Well, he's dead.
Ooh, I don't want out. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, can Detroit do any worse?
Well, yes.
People haven't actually died on the field yet or gone arrested for homicide on the field yet. Yes, they can do worse.
Well, I don't know. Some of them have been arrested. Actually, quite a few of them for drug and other... And actually, one dude just got arrested because he got into an argument with his wife and she was beating him with a frying pan. Ready? Now, she weighed 103 pounds. He weighed 352 pounds.
Oh, honey, stop it! Oh!
Honey, stop it! Boom!
He argued in court that she should have been arrested for domestic too, and assault and battery with a deadly weapon.
Actually, yeah.
He lost because of his pure size and how strong she is. Because they actually had her take a frying pan and swing as hard as she could, and she did almost no damage.
Well, she was faking it!
Duh.
No, she didn't know what it was for. She said it was, like, what they explained to her was to prove, okay, you know, what her body could take. But he smacked her, sent her across the kitchen, over the living room table.
But regardless of whether or not he could take it, she still should have been arrested because it was
a fucking frying pan.
Well,
yes, that's a weapon.
No. Intent. She was trying. Whether she had any hope of success or not, she was trying. He acted in self-defense.
She was hitting him in the hip.
Huh?
She was hitting him in the hip.
She was trying.
She's like 4'8" and he's 6'7".
This is as high as I can swing.
He's almost 2 feet taller than she is.
It's kind of different when you get the adrenaline.
Injuries are different, though. He suffered a bruise. She suffered a fractured cheek, a broken jaw, 3 broken ribs, a broken collarbone.
And I'm going to guess he hit her once.
Once, straight across the kitchen,
exactly,
in the living room, over a table.
So, folks listening, don't fuck with someone stronger than yourself. It will end poorly.
Very poorly.
Now you know, and knowing is half the paddle.
Paddle?
Jesus. Dude, battle, man.
What parties are you going to?
What G.I. Joe
the ones that you're going?
I thought they, like, illegalized, like, frat houses and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Good point.
Close mind?
Good point.
Yes.
Should be reading.
SWAT team.
Close the frat house. Get rid of the goats.
And strippers.
Strippers are still legal. We have to get rid of the goats.
But,
Yes!
I was thinking of Revenge of the Nerds.
I went with Clark's on that one.
It's like a train wreck. I don't want to watch.
But I
can't take my eyes off
of Rosario Dawson.
Oh, don't mention Rosario Dawson.
She's hot.
I love her.
Oh my god.
I love her.
She's sexy.
Hey, can we go to TV for a minute here?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We got 15 minutes.
All right, I got some shows I've been watching lately. I think they're completely awesome.
Okay.
Now,
if you say John and Kate plus 8, I'm smacking you.
Well, I've never seen it. I'm talking Brian Zell. No, I'm kidding.
They're depressing, dude. Forget about it.
You guys can, I'll name them, and you guys, if you've seen them,
okay,
or not. But In Plain Sight, I think it's a good show. It's about U.S. Marshals within the Witness Protection Program. I like it. Burn Notice.
I've seen episodes of that because it's Bruce Campbell.
Alright, one little known fact. You ready for this?
No.
The guy that stars in the show is from Boston.
Really?
He threw out the first pitch at the Red Sox game
before
the All-Star game.
Right.
Alright. Then we have your NCIS, which is going to be going to Los
NCIS?
Angeles.
And,
yes. Yeah. They're making a second one.
With Chris. With Chris.
No, undercover NCIS.
And Alec Kuja.
Yes, it actually looks really good. They've done a couple already.
Although I am a bit worried about Chris O'Donnell because the last thing that he was really in was Batman and Robin. And
he's done some small stuff.
Wait, okay, he's the one who played Robin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what a douchebag.
And there's a new show that just started. It's 2 episodes in, and I'm really enjoying it. It's called Warehouse 13.
My friend Gary has told me about the 2 episodes he's seen.
It's awesome.
I hate you all because I can't watch it.
I have on demand.
What the hell was that movie with John? I mean, the show with John Leguizamo, and it had to do with a bank robbery. It was like
that was a movie.
A show kind of movie or something like that. I forget
what it was called, but it was on Spike TV.
It was pretty good. I was waiting to see it.
What was it about?
It was a bank robbery, and John Leguizamo was the head guy.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Was it the one where the guy ends up hiding in a false wall behind?
No, that's Inside Man.
Yeah, that's Inside Man. No,
that's Denzel Washington. That and The Italian Job are the only real robbery movies I can think of.
Speaking of which, Italian Job 2 is coming out,
yes,
I think, next year or within the next couple of years.
Okay, dude, A, awesome, B, I'm slightly nervous, because Italian Job was awesome.
This is called The Brazil Job.
Okay.
So
My concern, though, is that they're going to fuck it up.
Yes.
Like a lot of sequels do.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you're getting back Wahlberg, you're getting back
Jason Statham, Seth Green,
you're getting all them back, except for whoever died.
Okay, so Warehouse 13. Alright, what it is there's 2 Secret Service agents in the beginning. They wind up getting assigned to Warehouse 13.
Yeah.
And that's this giant warehouse that holds all these artifacts from the past.
Like the Ark of the Covenant.
And stuff like
that. From Indiana Jones.
You guys remember back when they used to joke around saying that Houdini's wallet that he always kept with him at all times gave him his powers to disappear?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it did. And this, the wallet is what does it. And they actually have to, like, these really weird things happen, and they have to find
out.
Really,
is this on Sci-Fi or BBC America?
This is actually on USA.
Really?
Yes.
Be afraid.
If you have On Demand, you can watch the previous two episodes. I do. I'm still watching them. I've seen them like 30 times already, but I actually really enjoy the show. And a couple of the actresses are hot.
Sexy.
And actually, a new show that you guys might not have seen, it's kind of weird, you know, especially where I just named a bunch of action shows I like, but I like Royal Pains.
What's that about?
It's this doctor, played by Mark Feuerstein. He was a big New York doctor.
Oh, I've seen commercials for that. That actually looks like it might be half decent.
Well, what happens is, he saves this guy's life.
Okay.
And he tries to save a hospital trustees who had a heart attack. Sends him into the thing. He winds up dying. He gets fired. He gets all depressed and crap.
Right.
Well, his brother brings him down to the Hamptons for a weekend. He saves a girl, and now he's a concierge doctor. Meaning he gets paid a shitload of money, and he gets to travel around with this really hot Indian girl.
Oh, yeah.
Who's played by Shilpa Shetty. Yes, it's kind of creepy that I know that, but I think she's gorgeous.
Wait, is that the girl from that soccer movie?
Yes!
That's like Beckham?
Yes! It is her.
Which one did she play?
She plays the
main character?
Yes.
Nice.
She's a little bit skinnier. She's like well-toned. And she's sexy as all.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And then there's actually a hospital administrator who I think is gorgeous, too. Her name's Jill in the show. And her real name is Jill.
I've never heard of anyone named Jill in the show.
Yeah. Well...
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's her middle and last name. In's her middle name, show's last name.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was In the for middle and show last.
No.
That's kind of weird.
I know. The is her second middle name. It's creepy, but no.
So those her maiden name, show's her married name. Oh, okay.
She would hyphenate it. But no, it's
really
good
show. We are talking about this.
But no, I mean, these are really good shows. I've been getting really into them lately. And then I've been watching a little more of the classics, Numbers, which has been around for like 6 years, and the show is still awesome.
Oh my god, yes it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, I work too much during the week, because I do overnight, so I can't watch them, but
My mom has, my mom's been buying the DVD packs of the seasons.
I might have to rob your house now.
I might have to stab you if you try.
I'll bring my gun.
Okay. It's okay, your gun only works if you see me before I find you.
Dude, infrared, man. Infrared. I have the goggles.
I'm a ninja. What's your point?
I bought them on eBay, man.
Nice.
It has ninja detection. It freezes you. But they have a special camera that I stole from Warehouse 13 that freezes you. And they shoot you.
Oh, for fun.
Well, you know what? I've got the ferret lamp.
Ferret lamp?
Ooh.
It grants you any wish. If you wish for the impossible, it creates a ferret.
Yes. It will. Any dream comes true. But if they can't physically do it, a ferret comes out. But I thought you haven't seen the show.
I haven't. My friend has told me that...
I want that ferret lamp.
No. I reiterate. My friend Gary has told me about both episodes that he's seen.
In full detail.
Pretty much. Well, like, because I said, oh, really? Keep talking. I'm interested.
I wouldn't mind a zillion ferrets, so I'd sit there and wish for like all these hot women.
I wish for world peace.
I want Halle Berry to want to marry me. And then
fuck
like,
marriage. I just want her to love me long time.
No.
Speaking of loving long time, I wouldn't mind Lily Tai or something.
Mm. Oh, you have to bring her up.
Katie Morgan.
Ooh.
I wish all the Playboy bunnies that were still good looking loved me.
I wish I was Hugh Hefner.
But then you'd be in wrinkled old 80
years. No.
Dependent
on you gotta watch what you wish for, dude.
No,
remember.
I'm not saying look like him. I wish I was, you know, like, looking the way I do, walking around wearing a robe.
Yes, but the problem is, if you wish for something like that, you would get it as. Because you've gotta be careful, wishes almost always backfire as best as possible.
Exactly.
That's true.
Alright, and on that note,
I'd wish for Hugh Hefner to die and me to take over for him.
Why don't you just wish to take over for him?
Because if he's alive, he might still come back and, you know, try to take over. Bring his own fighting
support. Then be more specific. I wish I could take over the Playboy Enterprises and just have Hugh Hefner retire forever on an island he will never return.
Well, but killing him would just be a lot quicker.
Yeah, or you could take over the business, let him live, and make him do all the work while you get all the girls.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but he's been
I wish girls. I got all... Dude, I wish I got all the good-looking girls.
I think I might actually change my name to Hugh Hefner.
Okay. For fuck's sake.
All right, and on that note, let's stick a fork in this podcast.
Let's wrap the fucking thing up.
With the fork, don't stab me!
I got a straw, does that count?
So for wrapping up, Bus Driver's new album, Jelly Bean, really good,
good
4 out of 5. Hiatus new album, probably the best album to come out from Japan, Battlefield 1943.
Yep, awesome. And Tour de France, why, oh why.
Crash!
Look out
crash
for...
and burn! Crash and burn!
Look out for the new Dragon Ball game, Revenge of King Piccolo. Detroit Metal City, awesome movie, but I'm worried if they're going to do an America remake of it.
Can't wait for the new Boondock Saints. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Spice and Wolf 2, look out for the first season, hopefully by the end of this year or early next year, and the second season looks awesome.
Nice.
And a good week for sports, I guess.
Yes. Go Tater Tots.
Yeah.
Irish.
That's right.
Am I the only one that doesn't have any Irish blood in them?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Ooh.
It's okay, you're French. You surrender.
Yes.
We'll accept you.
Well, see, that's why he's, you know, the king baby
I'm
duck.
I'm part
French,
so you can get a connection with me.
No, French frogs. French babies.
Oh, but actually, we do have to give credit for the French fry.
Yeah.
Not actually French.
I know, but still, it's got French in it.
And French toast.
I want some fruit and fries.
I think for the next episode, we should all try to find out where the name French Fry came from.
Okay, that sounds like a really good idea. Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Bulonic.
And Bill.
And Chase.
And thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
Have fun, ladies and germs.
Yeah, sayonara, bitches.